There are 56 species of resident breeding butterflies in the UK, but 70% of these are in decline. So what's causing this? Dan Hoare is from the charity Butterfly Conservation.
The threats affecting all our wildlife are pretty varied and often very specific to the ecology of the particular species. But broadly speaking, there are large-scale changes in things like the way we manage our land, farming, forestry, even the way we look after our gardens and kind of urban environments. And all of those things have effects on butterflies and moths. And a recent concern particularly is obviously climate change. And there's really good evidence that butterflies and moths respond very quickly to changes in climate. So we can use them as indicators of what's happening in the environment.
But when talking about the changes that we've made, is that to do with the fact that we're not growing the right kinds of plants for them, or is it to do with pesticides?
It's a bit of both. There are things like large-scale changes in agriculture. So, for example, there's increasing pesticide use, but there's also moves away from mixed farming, where people both graze livestock and grew crops, to large-scale arable farms, removal of hedgerows, increasing use of both pesticides, which directly kill butterflies and moths, but also herbicides, which remove their food plants. So large arable fields can be effectively a bit of a wildlife desert. And there's quite a lot of work nowadays to change that, both through things like organic farming, but also through the government's agricultural schemes and new agricultural subsidies, which help farmers both produce crops or livestock, but also look after the environment at the same time.
We seem to be seeing butterflies particularly all through the year, but I seem to remember them only in the summer beforehand. Why has that happened?
Yeah, that's right. And that's really quite a recent phenomenon, again, linked to temperature. So butterflies, moths and other insects are really temperature sensitive. Most of their lifestyles are determined by getting just the right combination of temperature and humidity, both their eggs for the caterpillars to develop and for the adults to, for example, spend the winter hibernating. In Britain, maybe 20 or 30 years ago, there are very few species that came out in the winter. Quite a few species, such as the Red Admiral, which was a migrant from Europe. So it comes over every spring, it reproduces here, goes through eggs, caterpillars and more adults. And then in the winter, the adults will try and hibernate, but maybe 20 years ago, they couldn't have survived the regular sustained frosts that we get. Now, particularly in southern England, we're not really getting those sustained frosts anymore. And over the last 5 years, there's really good evidence that the Red Admiral can now survive the winter. It'll come out on sunny days in December and January. So it's typically seen every New Year's Day now as the first butterfly of the year. And it's really made the transition from being a summer migrant to a regular breeder.
And when you say hibernate, I didn't think butterflies lived long enough to hibernate.
An individual adult butterfly will probably live anything between a week and 2 to 3 weeks of active life, but their total lifespan depends upon exactly what lifestyle they use. So some species hibernate for the winter. So, for example, familiar species like the small tortoiseshell, which people see coming into their houses and sheds and garages in October, November, that's seeking somewhere where it can go to sleep, reduce its body temperature, reduce all its activity and hibernate for the winter, just like other animals do. And if it gets a regular temperature that doesn't change too much, it can go right through the winter and come out again in the spring. It might only be active for about 3 or 4 weeks, like other species, but it just has a couple of months in between where it's asleep, effectively. Now, because temperatures are changing, we get a lot of fluctuations now in the winter, rises and falls in temperature, very hot days in winter sometimes, and a lack of frosts. Some species like that may be struggling to overwinter properly. They might come out, not find any food, and fail to make it through the winter.
And does that mean that if I find these butterflies kind of in my shed, I shouldn't assume they're dead? I should probably just leave them to it?
Absolutely not. Usually they won't be dead. If they're just lying on the floor and a bit battered, they could have succumbed and died. But if they're sitting on the wall with their wings folded, they're probably hibernating. And they might try and do that in your house or in your shed or in your garage. And what they really need is a cool, constant temperature. So if you find one in your house, centrally heated homes obviously aren't suitable for them because they get very fluctuating temperatures. So the best thing to do would be to carefully cup them in your hands without crushing their wings too much, and take them out and either put them in a hedge or in an ivy-covered tree where they can get a sustained regular temperature, or put them in your shed or garage.
That's Dan Hoare from Butterfly Conservation.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.